This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in the front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast, we want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 237 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This week's show, what we're going to do is an examination of Journey into Imagination with Figment. Now, that's the name of the attraction now. However, there has been some changes in the past. What we're going to do tonight is listen to the three incarnations of Journey into Imagination and hear the big changes that were made. I know we always talk about it, and your friends are always talking about how they made those disastrous changes. They pulled out Figment. They added Figment. I thought tonight what we're going to do is actually listen and figure out what exactly everybody's talking about. Now, what's going to happen is we're going to listen to the three versions, and we're going to start with the oldest first, then the middle version, then the last. What's really cool is that as I was putting the show together, listening to these, total flashback. And as you hear the audio, you're going to hear that audio version is going to be the best of what I have because we have the original master version of it. However, for the other two versions, we had to use some of the audio that we got from either YouTube or from our own recordings. So it's not as good, but you can definitely hear what's going on. So before we start, I wanted to really kind of reach out to somebody who wrote us another email, and we're trying to get these emails on as much as possible, and a lot of times what happens is they kind of fall through the cracks. So I wanted to say hello to Samara Yu from Canada. Hey Samara, thank you very much for writing the show. She wrote the show to talk about one of her past shows, the Walt Interview Show. She really likes the history of Walt, and she really appreciated listening to the interviews that Walt was giving and kind of the insights he had. Really appreciate that. And I tell you what, we're going to have some more shows like that down the road. So thanks so much for listening. Samara also mentioned how she likes the history as far as the windows on Main Street, which is really phenomenal. And in the past, we've discussed them. I've done, five or six years ago, blog posts about the windows on Main Street in the Florida park. When we were out in California, I took a lot of pictures. That's kind of on my, to-do list, is to try to put together some of the windows they have on the Disneyland Main Street and trying to get some of the ones from the Paris Main Street, too. So hopefully that'll come in the future. But again, Samara, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And you should look forward to getting a bag of swag. It's not going to be too big. Apologize for that. A couple buttons from the show, a couple magnets. But again, thanks for listening. Thanks for writing a show. We really appreciate it. Okay, so for tonight's show, it's kind of a research flashback. I'm trying to think of a better name for right now. We'll use that. And what it does is lets us take a perspective of some of the changes they made. Now, if you remember, it was Michael Eisner, when he came into the parks, decided that, you know what, we're going to go a different direction, and they basically took Figment out of the original. Well, we're not going to go too far into that yet. The first one we're going to play is going to be the 1983 version. So it's the original version, and like I said earlier, it's going to be in really, really good quality. It's going to be stereo. You're going to hear left channel, right channel. Now, this version lasted until about 1998, and then it was pulled out. And then they kind of went in with that next version. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Now, what's cool about this is you listen to it, it is pretty intense. I forgot exactly how intense it was in the beginning. And, of course, I remember Dreamfinder and his big contraption in the sky, the dream catcher, and how he created Figment in that first scene that we go into when we get into the ride. And after that, it's a matter of, like I said earlier, flashbacks. As I'm listening, and you can hear that. And also, after you listen to the show, definitely I'll have some links in our Facebook page to some of the videos I used also to kind of help us prepare for this. So when you do, you'll see all these different scenes that were like, oh yeah, that's right, that was in this version too. And what it did is it made that original version even more dear. I mean, yeah, we lost Dreamfinder, but we lost so much more. The original Journey into Imagination was really a lot of Epcot input into it, in that you had some scenes where you have plants growing very fast. You have other scenes where you're in space. And again, a lot of those special effects and 3D tricks. The other thing that really stood out, and again, you're not going to really get this from the audio, but they did use a lot of lasers inside there, making laser art and things on the walls. And I think at that point, it was kind of early enough to make it super cool. So anyway, what we're going to do is play that first version. Again, headphones are totally recommended on this. If you don't have them, don't worry about it. But don't be freaked out if you're driving, if you hear a voice on your right side and then something else from your left side. So here we go. Listen in with me.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dreamfinder. Musical notes. What delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the universe for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam. That's a good one. Oh, everything I collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Oh, here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fellow. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila! You've got a figment of imagination.
Dreamfinder, I'm just right.
Not quite.
Huh?
I'll throw in a dash of childish delight. Look, Figment, some new friends have joined us.
Can they imagine too?
Of course. Imagination is something that belongs to all of us.
You mean everyone can think up new things.
That's right, Figment. And every sparkling idea can lead to even more. So many times, we're stumbling in the dark, and then, eureka! What a spark!
How are we going to use lightning?
We can combine it with ghostly shivers on a stormy night and turn them into a tale of fright.
Look, a rainbow. I'll use that. You paint with.
Now you've got it.
Wow. Numbers, letters, papers for writing, costumes, makeup, stages for lighting, teardrop laughter.
What about science?
Science? We'll need electron beams and crystal prisms, gyroscopes and magnetism, holy grail.
Hold on, Figment.
Why?
The idea bag is full.
It is? Let's start making new things.
Now wait. First, we must store these ideas with the others in the dream port.
Are we almost there?
Well, the dream port is never far away when you use your imagination.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
We all have sparks. imagination.
Yeah.
That's how our minds create creations. Right at the start of everything that's new, one little spark lights up for you.
Oh, boy.
Imagination. Imagination. A dream can be a dream come true with just that spark in me and you. Red and gold from autumn flowers, purple and blue from twilight hours, green summer hills and rainbows play a part, a painter's brush, a work of art. Mix red and gold from autumn flowers. Chilling word, like shriek or killer, can spark the mind to start a thriller. Add some more sparks, like dagger, blood, and gory, and then a mystery story. One chilling word, like shriek or killer, can spark the mind. Some happy songs.
Some snappy dances.
Costumes and sets.
Moose and romances.
With flashing tears and footlights all aglow. The sparks ignite.
A brand new show. Some happy songs.
Some happy songs.
Some snappy dances.
Some snappy dances.
Costumes and sets.
Costumes and sets.
Moose and romances. With flashing tears.
Thank you. What about science? Science, science, science. Technology, like a newfound potion, allows us to marvel at mysteries of motion. Water dances where visions begin. Science reveals the life within. I'll wind this dial and time escapes. Watch minerals change to crystal shapes. Let's look at nature at this speed, from germination, then back to seed. Skyrocket, soar towards outer space. Imagine yourself in an infinite place.
Oh, there are so many places to dream about.
We can visit worlds that were, that could be. And those of fantasy and reality.
I bet I can use imagination to discover all kinds of new things.
Of course. It's your key to unlock the hidden wonders of our world.
Imagination. A dream can be a dream come true. In me and you.
Imagination.
We all have sparks. Imagination. That's how our minds create creation. Oh, they can make our wildest dreams come true.
Those little sparks
in me and you.
That was so cool. Now, something to point out was that One Little Spark, great song. Of course, that was done by the Sherman Brothers specifically for this attraction. So I thought that was so cool. Now, what else was cool about that song and bringing back memories and such like that, prior to being a Disney nerd, I was a We're Going to Walt Disney World podcaster. And that was the show I did with Hope and Quinn, my two kids. And our opening theme song for the show was One Little Spark. And then we went into the, hey, welcome to the We're Going to Walt Disney World show. So very, very cool little flashback with that. Okay, so now we're on to the middle child. We're on to the next version of, now here's the big change also, Journey into Your Imagination is the title of the attraction. Starting in 1999 and going through only 2001, this version wasn't around long. And you know what? It usually takes a lot longer than a couple years for public opinion to take effect in the company. So for this change, when they kind of pulled it out again, I got to think the Imagineers finally stood back and said, what's going on? So this is the version that has you introduced to Dr. Nigel Channing. And we get him actually through the third version also. Now, I included some of the cue sounds, and you'll hear Figment. And that was kind of the tease. You'll hear Figment. You see him on the overhead TVs, the projectors. And it's great. This is going to be Figment, Journey to Imagination. It's going to be awesome. And then that's probably the last time you hear him, except for the very end. And I think you only see him maybe really quickly as far as the imagination of Nigel Channing goes. As you listen to it, it's like we're going through experiments now. It has gone full bore into being future world Epcot as opposed to having any type of imagination or any type of fantasy in it. And I think that's what kind of lost it for the attraction. I think Figment and the whole idea of Dreamfinder was what made the science kind of like work. The kids were kind of entranced, or who am I kidding? Everybody was kind of entranced with both sides of it. So here we go. This is the second version of Journey into Your Imagination. Listen in.
Imagination, as we like to say, is all in your head. So that's the very first place we look for it. And it is in your heads as test subjects for the imagination scanner that we shall be looking. And what shall we find? Well, you can see what I found. This figment of my imagination, which was materialized by the imagination scanner. Which makes the imagination real.
is it your imagination?
Here, one quickly learns that when the laws of physics and common sense are shattered, imagination takes over. Welcome to the Illusion Man, where things are not always what they seem. Looks can be deceiving, can't they? Well then, take a second look. Now what you see. When you use your imagination, nothing can truly hold you back. In the next experiment, let color work its magic on your imagination.
So what did you think of that version? Now, again, the lack of Figment kind of astonished me the first time we saw that. And I kind of see what they were doing as far as the science goes and the ways to trigger the imagination and so forth. It just didn't have the want-to-go-back quality. The imagination area afterwards, we went in and started playing with some games. They were really cool. And I can't remember if this is actually when they became really, really cool out there or if actually they always were. Now, of course, Dr. Nigel Channing was Eric Idle from Monty Python fame, and he is not a bad addition. I mean, he's totally into the character. He's loving what's going on. And so, you know, you really can't fault him either. It's just the whole going back factor, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so The final version we have is our current version, the one we know right now. It's called Journey into Imagination with Figment. So, hey, boom, Figment is back and it's part of the title. And as you listen, you'll hear Figment all throughout it. And we all pretty much know this one now because it's been around for so long. I think this one started up in 2002 and it's been there since. So for the goods and the bads, this is what we have left. Now, I wish I could have played these in a different order and played the first original version I have, which was such great quality, and leave that as the finale. Unfortunately, we had to do this in this type of order. It wouldn't have made too much sense. So listen into the current version. Here we go.
Amiguitos, gracias.
Welcome to our special drive-through open house. I'm Dr. Nigel Channing, chairman of the Imagination Institute. Hello. On your tour, you'll see how the five human senses can help capture your imagination.
Oh, can I go too?
Absolutely not. This is one of our discoveries, the figment of imagination.
Yeah, I know all about the senses. There's sight, sound, smell, touch, goochie-goochie-go, and taste. Taste my chicken. Can I go? Please, please, please.
No, I don't want you out of my sight.
Out of sight? Okay. Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Figment, you are not to interfere with the tour.
Our first stop is the sound lab. We'll begin by testing your hearing with a series of tones. Left ear, right ear. Left, right. What? This is odd.
Hello?
Who is this?
It's Figment!
Figment? I thought I told you not to interfere!
But you've got it wrong, Doc. It's not about listening with your ears. It's about listening with your imagination!
Now I've completely lost my train of thought!
No, you haven't. It's over here! All aboard! Woo-hoo! Next stop, imagination! For every sound, your ears are hearing. A thousand thoughts can start appearing. And each of us imagines different things. From just a sound, your mind has wings.
Continuing now, if I may, in a calm, scientific, figment-free manner, the things we see with our eyes can control the eyes of the imagination. Let's begin by using the eye chart to test your vision. Now, all together, if you would please read line 3 and hear.
With M-I-G-M-E-N-T, you can see things differently. Sure, you can see with your eyes, but imagine what you could see if you used your imagination. Follow the bouncing figment.
One spark of light can light your fancy. Your mind sees more than what your eyes see. Your sense of sight can make your fancy fly. There's more to sight than meets the eye.
Good times roll! Woohoo! You win one sound!
Don't! know, I'm sorry, but after that big stink in the smell lab, I hesitate to send you into the touch and taste labs. Perhaps I should end my open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
Think of what is going on. You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day.
With just a spark of inspiration, I made my house an innovation. Imagination, then we found the ground. Let's make some kind of an upside down.
More than you can imagine.
But Doc, it's exactly what I imagined. Imagination is the brain's open house.
Of course. Imagination. This is just turning your thinking upside down. Come on, it's time to get back to the Institute.
I know a shortcut.
You
see, Doc, I knew you'd get it, because you have a wonderful imagination.
I do? Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Vicky. And so, as you can plainly see, imagination works the best when it's set free.
You said it, Doc. Imagination is a blast!
Right at the start of everything that's new.
So that's it for show number 237, guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that little flashback retrospective of Journey into Imagination, Journey into Your Imagination, and Journey into Imagination with Figment. I tell you what, they were all really good to hear. Again, going back and figuring out where you were at the times they were out is a pretty cool thing, too. So tell us what you think. What were your memories of Journey into Imagination? Did you have a favorite version? What was your opinion of the change? Definitely send the show an email. And you know what? Jimmy, step on in and tell them how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, that's it for this week. This is Ed, and for this week only, I am the Disney Nerd. And we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you.
Hello and welcome to the
We're Going to Walt Disney World
podcast. The We're Going to Walt Disney World podcast is an exploration of all things Disney with a family twist.